This is Tom Deanhart with another edition of Golden Black Radio Express. As usual, it's brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Hey, practice number three on this hot Saturday's in the books, Boilers. For the first time, we're in full pads, and they were popping today. Some good contact in controlled scrimmage environments. I want to give you my five quick observations slash thoughts on today's goings-on over along Northwestern Avenue. Hey, don't forget about number 33, Jackson Anthrip. I know a lot of fans, media, have gotten lost in all the hype with these freshman receivers who are on campus. Now, I know those guys have fat scrapbooks, as I like to say, highly touted, lots of stars behind their names. But again, Jackson Anthrip's a guy who I think has a chance to still carve out a nice role for the 2019 Boilermakers. Boy, today he looked really good. Made what so far has to be the catch of training camp. And I know we're only three practices deep, but he made a grab coming down and pinned the ball between his knees to retain possession. It was just a sensational effort by, again, the Central Catholic product. You know, number two, the offensive line. Today it was the same first-team configuration as we saw on day two, so no changes there. Victor Beach still snapping the ball. Alex Criddle, left guard. DJ Washington, a right guard. The tackles, of course, still Grant Hermans on the left side. Matt McCann on the right side. So, hey, who knows? Maybe Purdue's on to something early here. We shall see if that first-team configuration stays intact. For those of you who really care, centers behind Victor Beach are still Sam Garvin. And the true freshman, Spencer Holstedge, has been the number three center. So, pretty interesting observation. I'm talking to Nick Holt for my item number three here, the defensive coordinator. He mentioned unsolicited to the media, defensive end Branson Dean, a 6'2", 265-pound redshirt freshman from Indianapolis, as a guy who has caught his eye. Dean's a defensive end. He's really changed his body, it looks like, from my perspective, from the spring till now. And they've got a pretty good collection of defensive ends, but right now Dean's playing behind George Karloftis, who's a true freshman, so you never know. It's nice to have a guy like Dean coming on if you're Nick Holt. Observation number four, punting. Hey, I love punting. I don't know why, but I always like to follow and track these guys. And Purdue's got to replace a good one in Joe Schopper. Zach Collins, number 38, a sophomore, 19. Brooks Cormier, true freshman. They're battling for the job right now. You know, Cormier is every bit of 6'5". He just looks like a stud athlete. The ball really comes off his foot. Collins is a guy who has a nice leg, but also can execute a rugby-style punt as well. So Brohm said they're not going to hand the job to Cormier, so it's going to be fun to watch this battle play out in camp. Lastly, item number five. It's kind of neat after practice, probably 45 minutes after practice, George Karloftis was still out on the field working on some individual techniques, and he was out there one time with Grant Hermans. And Hermans was sort of giving him some pointers, and they had some back-and-forth conversations, and sort of a neat neat little interaction to watch a veteran like Hermans trying to help out a guy like Karloftis at his trade. They go head-to-head and practice often, and again, Karloftis, you can always find him on the field after practice, still trying to work on some aspect of his game. So that's it for today, guys. Three practices in the book here. For Purdue Training Camp 2019. Again, this Golden Black Radio Express podcast brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you for listening.